Sid, The Final Frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
Hey everyone, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode number 9, Commodore 64 remixes and original Sid sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thompson, and I'll, as usual, be spreading the Commodore love from Copenhagen, Denmark. First off, we've got something to get you all psyched up for the weekend. From the RKO upload queue, it's Westerling, Game Over. As we're coming up on the end of this tune, I'd just like to take a few seconds to welcome new listeners tuning in from the Slay Radio newsletter and from PC Format. On today's show, you'll find the usual bunch of remixes, a bit of news, and an exclusive track from an upcoming release. I shall be playing that to you in and providing some background for it. Anyway, the track by Westerling has now ended. It's the next track coming up. It's Juha Kaunisto, Calm. And it's based on a Sid composed by Kenneth Mutka, also known as Slaygon. Yeah, the guy that runs slayradio.org. You are Kaunisto, Carm. Time for the news. I already mentioned the PC format. Welcome again to people tuning in from PC format. In the September issue on page 54, there is an article called Sounds of the Underground, which is all about podcasting, and you're listening to a podcast right now, so very fittingly, they thought they'd mention the C64 takeaway. It's in the Sounds to Go section, subtitled Radio Without the Irritating Bits. And I quite like that that little heading there, because for me, I gave up on radio years ago because of the irritating bits. So hooray for podcasting, and hooray for PC format for mentioning us there. Anyway, in other news, if you're listening to this on Saturday, August the 13th, and you're in London, I suggest you run over to Croydon and visit the Classic Gaming Expo UK 2005, which is taking place down there, over there, or whatever, relatively to where you are. You can find more info on www.cgeuk.com. And apparently there'll be a little acoustic set performed there sometime today by Ben Dalglish and Mark Matt Fiddler Knight. So that should be interesting. You can also meet Chris Abbott from C64 Audio there. And there's a magazine going on sale called Retro Revival. It's issue 4, and it includes a very special enhanced CD, which has a data track with a video for Whistball done by Mark Hennessy Barrett, and a 50-minute section audio track. A 50-minute audio track with some remixes from various CDs and a remix project that Chris Abbott has been involved in. And that includes a very special recording that I intend to play later on in this show. I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. I'll just keep you in the dark for now. Also at the Classic Gaming Expo, you can meet Archer MacLean. Yeah, the guy that coded International Karate and Drop Zone and some other great Commodore 64 games. Anyway, tickets, if you're adult, 10 quid. If you children from the age of 6 to 13, that's £7.50. In other news, Mackie's D-Crunch CD, which I'd referred to before, gets a name change, and the new album title is It's Binary Baby. And there's been a few tracklist alterations, and I've listened to the latest, an advanced copy of the latest master, and it's all good. And there's a couple of extra bonus tracks thrown in there I'm not going to say what they are, but they're not Commodore 64 related, but Maggie does some very nice cover tunes for that CD. Also, in CD news, I played something from Ryan Overhand's Nexus 6581-2 EP earlier on an earlier show, and I mentioned that the EP sold out, and it still is, but they're going to do a special edition called Nexus 6581 Special Edition, very original, and it'll contain all the 11 tracks from the first Nexus 6581 album, as well as the contents of the Nexus 6581-2 EP. So that's a total of 15 very nice tracks for you there. I haven't heard anything about a release date yet, but as soon as I do, I'll, of course, forward it on to you. Last but not least, the Back in Time Live DVD, I've talked about that earlier. The disc artwork has officially been leaked on the Remix 64 message board, and when I say officially leaked, it's because the guy that's putting it out, Chris Abbott, has posted it There's some very nice rendered images of the Whistball ball and the fighter ship from Sanction. They are rendered by Mark Hennessy Barrett, who also did the Whistball video. Meanwhile, mastering goes on for the DVD. I've listened to the C64 Mafia set and the Stuck in the 80s ones, and it's all good. Anyway, that's it for the news. We're gonna go back and hit you with some more remixes. Coming up now, we've got Wobbler, Foreign Girl, Kim Nichols mix. No, we haven't. That's actually Aki Kivela. Aki Kivela. It's Commando Run Gun Shoot remix. And apparently I managed to mess up my notes, my show notes for this. But coming up after that, we've got Wobbler. Anyway, now it's Commando. I know I told you that we were going to play Wobbler, Foreign Girl, but I've mucked up my notes. What can I say? I'm sorry. But, listen. I've got something else for you. It's a very special tune. This is Sanction, being played live at Back in Time Live Brighton by none other than Rob Hubbard himself.
Yeah.
don't know if you could hear that before. It was the doorbell. That's what I get for recording live on the 13th. Anyway, where was I? Yeah, Rob Howard. I was there at the gig in Brighton in 2003, and let me just tell you, hearing this recording just brings back memories. I'm almost just getting moist around the eyes just from hearing this again. And yeah, I know what you're thinking. I'm talking over the track and it's really annoying. Hey, what are you gonna do? Chris Abbott gave me the track on one condition. That was that I added a bit of speak in front of it. Oh, wait, sorry. I mentioned that the Retro Revival Issue 4 CD was gonna hold a very special track. And guess what? This is it. The magazine is on sale at the CGE today, and as of tomorrow, Sunday the 14th, you can buy it online at their website, and I'll have a link for it in the show notes. Rob Howard there, live and unplugged, from Back in Time Live, Brighton, 2003. Sorry for all the mug-up. Didn't mean for that to happen. Anyway, you can also, if you want the video part of this performance as well, you can, of course, get it on the Back in Time Live DVD, which comes out on September the 10th. Now, I've checked it on the iPod, and now we've got Wobbler's Foreign Girl Kim Nichols mix coming up. So enjoy that one.
Missile's a tactical warhead, which means it's probably designed to explode on impact. If you use your torpedoes to knock it out,
it'll detonate and take me with it.
Thank you. Even though I was afraid and I was lonely, I knew you wouldn't let me go. There's just one thing I don't understand.
Zappa, Spy vs. Spy 2, the Wawa Mix. Coming up on the last track for the C64 Takeaway, episode number 9. But before I introduce that one, practical information, as always, the show site is at www.slayradio.org/podcast. That's www.slayradio.org/podcast, where you can, of course, find show notes and links to everything featured on today's show. Feedback to podcast@slayradio.org, and don't forget to show your appreciation over on podcastalley.com. For now, it's L-Man and Wobbler, Nemesis the Warlock, from the Remix 64 CD, Volume 1, subtitled 80s Remixes for the 8-Bit Generation. And there's a bit of Depeche Mode influence in this one. Enjoy, take care, see you guys next time, stay subscribed, bye bye.
Commodore 64.
8-bit. No shit.
Slay Radio.